Well played. Well played.
Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. Youngsters, do you want to stay where you are? But could you put the instruments back in the box for a second? Because I want to play a bit of a game with you, if we can. Actually, can I have a blank screen, please, Bob? A blank screen would be good. Now, we're going to play a game. It's called What Will Make a Difference? Okay? And I'm going to give you some people who've got a bit of a problem, and I want to know what would make the difference. And the solution to the difference could be around the front of church. So it'll take a bit of hunting and a bit of looking, and it may be some people in the pews can help out. I'll give you an example. Okay? Sarah is thirsty. What would make the difference? Now, Oh, go on. What? There's a lemonade over here. Well spotted. Okay. You don't get the lemonade. You only get one, but you get a chance to put your hand in there and eat what's in there. As long as you can eat chocolate, we're fine. Okay. That's the way it works. Simple as that. Okay. Youngsters get first go. Adults, you help if we need it. Okay. Second one. Billy has a nice plate of chips. What would make a difference? So have a look round. Is there anything here which would make a difference? Go and get it. If you can see it, go and get it. Oh, somebody's... Yeah. What have you spotted? Salt! Salt will make a difference to Billy's chips. Fantastic. Well spotted. Well done. There we are. Help yourself to one of those. I'll put those there. You can sort them out yourselves. Okay, so that's Billy's salt. I'll put that back up there because that could come in handy. Okay. Jim... is about to walk in the rain. What will make a difference if Jim is about... Go and get it. Don't stick your hand out. Well, okay, we'll give Jim Bob's coat.
Thank you.
There was also a hat on that pew over there, but that doesn't matter. That's fine. Whoever got it, go and grab yourself a thing. Pippa... Now, you'll have to go hunting because you can't see it from here. You'll have to go looking around. Maybe somebody can help you. Pippa is lost. What will make a difference to Pippa? Pippa is lost. Have a look. See if you can see anything which would help somebody who is lost. Oh, hello. What have you found? You found a map. A map is very useful when people are lost. You could decide whether you share that chocolate. Carl, unbelievably, Carl has a very dusty house. What would make a difference? Oh, what have you got there? You got the pledge, the spray-on stuff. Thank you, we'll take that for Carl. Katie is about to go into the sun. What will make the difference? Can we have somebody different? Who's not had a chocolate, but I'll take that. That's absolutely right. Anybody going to take that one? Oh, you can share your chocolate with somebody. It's some suntan lotion. This is going to be easier than when I planned it. But the next one, are you ready? Gregor, stand up, Gregor. He's bored. He wants a new drum to make a difference. Can anybody see a drum? There's actually a drum out there. If you can find it, there is a drum somewhere out there. Used to put it out there, unless somebody's tidied it. Oh. I put it here. Gregor, you're going to remain bored. Oh, here we are. Don't bring it up. There we are. Give the drum to Gregor. Take yourself a sweet. Well done. It's a little African drum. Again, you'll need to be looking for this one. Zane is lonely and needs a bit of a friend. What will make a difference? Can I suggest you look up? Look high. Oh! How many of you sat there and hadn't spotted that? Zane has now got a cuddly toy, which is lovely. So help yourself to a whatnot. Thank you. And the last one. Bex is scared of the dark. Bex is scared of the dark. What could make a difference? Bex is scared of the dark. What could make a difference? Adults, you might want to help. I think somebody's found it. Look to the side aisle, and we've got a candle. Very good for getting rid of the dark. Well done. Come and sit down, everybody. You've done a fantastic job. Quick round of applause for all our hunters and gatherers. Okay, we're going to go to our Bible reading now. Now, this Bible reading is a passage when Jesus is talking to his followers and he's telling them what they should be like. And I'm going to read it to you. See if you can follow along. It says this. You, Jesus says to his followers, are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And you may have noticed what I've done over here is I've put on the side here two things that will make a difference. I've lost my picture. Can we have it back? Please. Yeah, that will do. Salt and light make a difference. Let's just think about salt to begin with. Do you remember Billy and his chips? Have you ever had chips without salt? Then right. Okay. But as soon as you scrape, put the salt on, or you shake the salt on, suddenly it becomes a really exciting eat, doesn't it? It becomes a really wonderful comfort food, and it's really delightful. So what salt does is salt adds flavour. It adds flavour to food. It adds flavour which may be not visible before. And Jesus says, we've got to be like salt. We've got to make a difference in the world we're in. We've got to make the world better for the people around us. Now, if you sit in school, you can make a difference possibly by being a bit kinder. Or you can make a difference by sharing better. You could make a difference by not being unpleasant to people. If you're in the office, you might work a little bit harder. If you're going down to work, you will help out your workmate who's had a bit of a bad day. You might put an arm around them and help them. And perhaps if you're not at work, perhaps you take time to write the letter to the MP because you want to make a difference, explaining why the MP should take a role in something. We are told we have to make a difference like salt, make a difference for the better. And the second difference we've got to be is light. We could switch all the lights out in this building and it would become quite a dull building. It looks a bit, particularly on a day like this when it's cloudy. But light makes a real difference. Light transforms everything. It brings out the clarity. It means that we can see clearly what's happening. And I think what Jesus is saying here is that we as his followers, not only have we got to be different and make a difference, but we've got to do it in a visible way. We've got to make a difference in a visible way, not so that we get the praise, but so that we can point others to God for whom we are trying to make the difference. And that sometimes is the bit which is missing. Sometimes we can live a life which is good and which tries to make a difference and is kind, and we give to charity and we do all sorts of good things. But actually, if we're not doing the added bit, which is because we're bringing glory to God, then that's not being fully light. And that's the challenge from today's reading for all of us here, to be salt and to be light in the world.